Very good piece of work. Look it up, O Canada. What have you done to news platforms? Eric Crampton of the New Zealand Initiative. The reason I mention this is I alluded to it the other day. Today's the day that a whole bunch of people sit down in front of a select committee in Wellington for the Fair Digital News Bargaining Bill. And what they're looking for the government to do is put some law in place so that your Googles and your Metas and all the other people have to pay news outlets to, you know, use their product. But what Eric points out very interestingly is that the bill here shares critical features with Canada's regime. So you ask yourself the obvious question, how did Canada go? Well, not well. Can be required to register with the Broadcasting Standards Authority. This is where the BSA, one of my favourite organisations in this country, comes in. You register with the BSA if they facilitate access to news by linking to news stories or allowing users to link to the news. So the World Wide Web, writes Eric, was built on the principle that websites can freely link to each other. Each site can set a paywall if it likes, requiring that people purchase a subscription if you want to read the content. Under the bill's framework, the BSA can determine that a news site has little bargaining power with an internet platform and then require the platform to register. Once a platform is registered, news sites can initiate compulsory bargaining that can culminate in an arbitrator deciding which offer fairly compensates the news media entity party for that party's news content being made available. The whole thing, says Eric, is completely fraught. It is impossible to know how arbitrators will decide, which is true. Simply allowing links to news then becomes very risky for platforms such as Facebook. So he recommends you read some work by a guy called Michael Geist, who's Professor of Law and Canada Research Chair in Internet and E-Commerce Law at the University of Ottawa. And it's not gone very well in Canada at all. Meta blocked all links to news on Facebook. Google threatened it would follow. Smaller news sites that had depended on links from Facebook saw huge drops off in web traffic. Lobbyists then, for the news companies, pleaded for tax credits, equivalent to 35% of the labour costs, of up to $85,000 per employee to avoid layoffs. So Canada's version of the legislation worked so well, he writes, that the Canadian government had to bail out the country's newspapers. And in late November, worrying that Google would also block links, the government exempted Google from the riskiest part of the legislation, binding arbitration that could result in high and unpredictable penalties for linking to news. In exchange, Google paid into a fund that supports journalism. Much of how this will play out was obvious from the start. So Canada cocked it up. He's arguing we're going to cock it up. And it's all, at least in part, unfolding today in front of a select committee. Follow it. It's a good story. It'll unfold in the next couple of months.